This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
This is second date update on the Wake Up Call. Evan is on with us this morning. Good morning, Evan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Evan and Tara met because they both work downtown, see each other almost every day at the Starbucks they both go to. They always chat, flirt, mm-hmm. So Evan was telling us off the air. He finally asked for her number. Evan, you said you asked her out to dinner. You guys had a great time. The conversation was just super easy. You kind of already knew each other, so you were already pretty comfortable. But Evan, you said that you haven't heard from Tara or seen her at the coffee shop since the date. So you tried to call and text, right? You did the whole thing?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously something happened if she had to change her coffee place even.
All right. So, Evan, you can't think of any reason, no?
I can't think of one thing. I'm pretty sure I did everything right.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can do for you.
Tara, are you there?
Yep.
Tara, it's Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment that we call Second Date Update. We're calling because we wanted to call and ask about a first date you had with someone.
Oh.
Can you think of who it might be?
Is it Kyle?
It is not Kyle.
Nope, not Kyle. Okay. It's actually Evan. Can you tell us about Evan?
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh.
Oh, God. Evan and I went out one time. He was really disrespectful to the server. So, I don't know.
Oh, really?
That's a surefire way.
He didn't even tip the guy like 15%. And I used to be a server. And I just think it's really rude.
Did you tell him this?
Oh, wait. So that's why you think? So it wasn't like he was like being verbally rude to the server. You just didn't like the way that he tipped him?
Yeah.
So did you look, you looked at what he tipped?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you do that on purpose or just like glance down and you saw it and you were like, what?
No, I glanced down, happened to see he it was like, it was probably like 10%. And I thought, wow, that's pretty crappy.
But disrespectful. I mean,
if service is fine and you only tip 10%, that is disrespectful.
Okay, well then let's. Can you get Evan back on the phone?
Evan, are you there?
Yeah.
Evan, you're on with Tara.
Actually, you were complaining how horrible his service was because he barely came back to the table. So I'm a little dumbfounded.
Oh, so did you tip poorly because of what she said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was actually trying to defend her.
Tara, what is going on here?
Yes, like, I thought he kind of ignored our table for a bit, but that still doesn't mean you shouldn't tip him less than, like, 20%, because...
That's exactly what I mean.
You just don't tip
I mean,
under
what else is that supposed to mean? Could have not tipped the guy anything at all, but I still tipped him, you know?
Well,
and
no.
I'm a great tipper.
So, she complained that the service was bad. Evan took the hint and tipped what he felt was appropriate, even though it was Tara that was complaining about the terrible service.
Yep.
I mean, that's how it seems.
Tara, if that's true,
what happened?
If that's true, then he's going to get a pass on this.
No, I wasn't saying the service was terrible, so he would do that. That's not what I meant by saying that.
Well, how is he supposed to know
that? It's terrible.
Because servers, I feel like everyone knows, servers live on their tips. That is how they make their money.
Right.
I know that, but...
And that's why you
try to be the best server that you can to make more tips.
Yeah, that is. I didn't mean for you to screw the guy over.
Screw the guy.
if I'm on a date with my wife and my wife is complaining about the service, even if my service is fine, I am going to be offended that she's having a terrible time.
Right.
And when it comes time for me to write a tip out, they're going to get a bad tip. And to be honest, Tara, he still tipped 10%. You know, so like if you complained the whole time and he thought, well, this service sucks, 10%. To me, that's acceptable. And Katie will vouch for it. I'm an aggressive tipper.
Yes.
And I defend people.
Yeah. And judge you when people are crappy tippers.
Are bad tippers. And I think he gets a pass on this because of the portrait that you were painting for everybody.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I disagree. So.
Well, then there you have it.
Wake up call listeners are texting in at 73389, and they kind of have Evan's side on this.
I don't know. That's how I feel about it. I made my decision.
All right, so you're not going to go on another date with Evan because he tipped 10% off of your complaints?
I mean, at this point...
Well, it's all right. I kind of don't want to go on another date.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
you've shown who you really are right now.
Oh,
so
well.
It's all right.
I mean, plus there's the Kyle aspect of everything, and we don't even have time to get into that.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.